Okay? So don't be so impatient with your weak brother that you cause him to sin. It's a very simple principle. Okay? And what he's saying is, see, one guy believes one thing, like a particular, you know, one guy says he uses eating as an example, but I could give you countless examples, just give me the time to think them up. One believes he may eat all things. Another is weak and eateth herbs. I would say, and he talks about one man one day. I like to use this as an example. One man believes, hey, I'm a Christian every single day. I worship God every single day. I don't view any day as special. I don't have holidays that I view as special to God. Though I observe Thanksgiving in the sense of, I mean, we have the turkey and all that. I'm talking about me personally. Right, but in general, I mean, but I don't think it's like a holy convocation or like if I miss it, I've sinned, you know. But I don't have any special estimation for those days, right? Some people do, though, right? Well, verse 3 says, you know, him that eateth, let not him despise him that eateth not. A person who is restrictive in their faith, meaning that they are tending towards a sort of a legalistic approach. Don't eat certain things. Don't touch certain things. On certain days are the days that men ought to worship. They are the weak. Okay? Don't despise them. Because to despise them is to despise the goodness of God and the forbearance of God, which led you to repentance. In which, you remember, there was a time also when you were weak in the faith. Don't despise. Now, him which eateth, who eateth not, I mean the weak person, don't judge those who do. Meaning those of you who are, and I've run into a lot of people who are, they insist on Saturday worship and a Saturday Sabbath. And to me personally, that means you're a debtor to do the whole Sabbath and the whole law. If you're going to do it, say, well, the commandment is, right? Well, now you're in a position, and I'm trying to say this in gentle and meek love, that you're trying to fulfill the righteousness of God by commandment. And you're really a debtor to do it all. Meaning, if you're going to hold Saturday as special, it better be pretty special. You know? Like, if that's your one day, I hope at least on that day you're putting off the worldly lusts. I hope you're dedicating that day to God. You know, rather, why not just be free, right? But I don't despise that. I understand the need of some people. It is honorable to try to live by the law, but you have to understand, ultimately you cannot please God in that way. Only faith will please God. And the righteousness which is of faith is not who's going to go up to the heaven to find out what the truth is or going to go to the depths of the sea, but the word is nigh you in your mouth. Right? And what's that mean? It means God is with you all the time. And you don't have to go any place special to see him or on a particular day. Right? Not forsaking the gathering of ourselves together in his name. But on the other hand, not being so legalistic about something that one now sits in judgment of his brother who is his liberty. Now, as someone who has liberty, I got to consider to myself, okay, if I consider myself stronger, I don't want to make my weak brother stumble. So to some degree, within reason, I have to accommodate their weakness. But not to, you know, doubtful dispute, not to, you know, I mean, there is definitely a point at which the judgment just becomes so unchristian that you really have no fellowship. You know what I mean? And because a lot of times it's part of a greater religious system that they're involved with, which is ungodly. You know, they're in a denomination that insists on all these things, and it's like, that's not Christian. It's one thing if you personally have your day. That's another thing, if you're going up against an entire system, I can't be part of that. We don't live in Paul's day when all this is new and, you know, they're exploring, hey, you don't have to be circumcised anymore. And it's sort of like this fluid. It's just starting out, you know, right? And they're exploring the Spirit. And now we've settled in after 2,000 years, and there are a lot of practices. It's more like, it reminds me more of the time when Christ came, when everyone was set in their ways. And it's like you come preaching something different, and they're like, look at this blasphemer. Who's this babbler? Who art thou that judgest another man's servant? I mean, ultimately, this is a thing. And this is to those who, I don't despise them. But I find myself judged all the time. I'm not judging them for having that day. Really, I don't count it as sin. But they call me a sinner for not worshiping on that day. Or for eating, pork, let's say. Which I don't eat much of anyways. Because I try to be moderate in everything I do. I mean, not always eating these sumptuous, scrumptious meats. Right? Keeping myself to a reasonable diet. This is a somewhat new innovation for me. Somewhat new. But it's part of what I think. You know, I don't think Christ didn't live sumptuously. You know, though he came, he did do eating and drinking, but he was not, but he was a man who was out and about and an austere man. Living in an austere circumstances, meaning he was living in a severe world. You know, he didn't have a permanent home. He would eat with people. I mean, he went to feasts. It never said he was a glutton, though they said that of him. Behold, a gluttonous man. You know, but it wasn't. I would never believe that of Christ, because gluttony is a sin. But they said that of him. I mean, they said John the Baptist had a devil. And that was, again, a false witness. So who are you that judgest another man's servant? I am a servant of God. Who are you to judge me concerning these things? What I eat, when I do or don't worship. To his own master he stands or falls. Yea, he shall be holden up, for God is able to make him stand. See, that is what it is like to be strong in the faith. God will hold you up. One man esteemeth one day above another. Esteemeth. He counts that day as something special, something more. And it would be wrong for me to despise that, because he's counting it special to God, okay? But it's also wrong for him to stand in judgment of me. Another esteemeth every day alike, because I have faith that I know that Christ fulfilled this law of the Sabbath. He is my rest. I have rest and peace in him. He is my rest. He is the rest. The book of Hebrews said, there is a rest that remains to the people of God.